Title IX celebrates a milestone, and the fall season enters the home stretch. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The 2021-2022 school year marks the 50th anniversary of the passing of Title IX. Title IX protects people of all genders from discrimination in educational programs or activities that receive federal financial assistance. Prior to its passing, 300,000 females participated in athletics nationwide. Now, just in Michigan, more than 75,000 girls participate each year in high school sports. Each week on the second half, we celebrate a person, team, or moment that has contributed to Michigan's rich history of females participating in athletics at MHSAA member schools. Those who have already been recognized this school year for their impact include Leland volleyball star Alicia Glass, Battle Creek St. Philip volleyball coach Sheila Guerra, and her daughter Vicki Grote, Portage Northern athlete turned broadcaster Lisa Byington, the Taylor Kennedy Eagles, who won the first finals championship in MHSAA girls sports history, Livonia Churchill golfer Shannon Warner, Temperance Bedford volleyball coach Jody Menor, the 2000 Rockford cross country team, and Grand Blanc golf coach Judy Clegg. All have helped inspire others to follow in their footsteps. Go to secondhalf.mhsaa.com or follow us on social media to see a new Title IX celebration each week. Game balls this week go to Twins Tanner and Carson Hodgson of Anchor Bay. The pair each scored a goal in a 3-1 win over previously unbeaten and number one ranked Troy. The win sent Anchor Bay onto the Division I soccer semifinals. The Petoskey girls and boys cross country teams as they both won a regional championship. It's the first time since 2003 that both school teams won at regionals. The girls team had a particularly impressive performance, placing five runners in the top 10. And to Olivet kicker Tyler Latunsky, Tyler made the game-winning field goal in a 3-0 overtime win over Williamston in the district semifinal. It was his first made field goal of the year.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
A football play for you to rule on today. The quarterback throws a pass to an eligible receiver in the end zone. The receiver jumps and makes the catch, but before he lands, a defensive player wraps him up and carries him out to the 2-yard line, where the receiver finally touches the ground. What's the call? Is the ball spotted at the 2-yard line where the receiver finally made contact with the ground? Or is it a touchdown? Send out the extra point team because it's a touchdown. The receiver's forward momentum was stopped in the end zone while he had possession of the ball, which is considered a touchdown catch. He does not have to get a foot on or any other body part down in the end zone for it to count.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. November marks the final month of the 2021 fall sports season. A number of sports have their MHSAA finals in the coming weeks. Boys and girls cross country will run at Michigan International Speedway on November 6th. A live stream will be available on the NFHS network. Boys soccer finals is also on November 6th. You can listen to all four matches on the MHSAA radio network or watch at mhsaa.tv. The girls lower peninsula swimming and diving finals are November 19th and 20th. Action from Saturday will be available on mhsaa.tv. Volleyball will wrap up its season and crown champions in Battle Creek on November 20th. Semifinals and finals will be on both the radio network and .tv. Eight-player football finals for Marquette on November 20th will be on both radio network and mhsaa.tv. And then we wrap up with the 11-player football finals at Ford Field on Bally Sports Detroit and the radio network. For matchups, start times, and more, please check out mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.